joining us now live on the South Shore's Morning News. We've got Dawn Byers. She is the chairperson of the Whitman Cultural Council. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Christine. Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. You know, when I saw this, this is the first annual Whitman Day in the Park. But I looked at the lineup here. This looks like you've been putting this together for years. You have so many things to do.
Thank you. We are really humbled by the turnout and the response from our community in regards to this event. We're thrilled. And it really wouldn't have been possible without a group of volunteers who answered my call last June. I've just been on the Cultural Council for a year. It was June of 2021. I recognized we were at risk of losing some grant funds from the Mass Cultural Council. So this Whitman Day is funded by grants. It's a group of volunteers and women who came together. We really started this with a fundraiser back in April called Champagne Cake and Art. These were like-minded women, Brittany Cavallo, Rosemary Connolly. We really wanted to bring connected communities together, supporting our residents. And we also did a survey, and we asked, what can we do for our community? And they answered with a festival. So
that's awesome.
Whitman Day is, yeah.
And that's Saturday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., and it's right in Whitman Day, right in the park. If people are not familiar with Whitman and they're out-of-towners and they want to come, tell them how they can get there.
Absolutely. The address to use would be our Council on Aging Senior Center at 16 Hayden Ave. And right across the street is our historic gazebo bandstand. We have two performances there starting at 11 and 1 p.m. And then there's a beautiful reflecting pond. And this is the Olmsted Park. It's actually the 200-year birth anniversary of Frederick Law Olmsted. He created Central Park and Boston Common. So we have a beautiful reflecting pond, like a mini Boston Common. And then on the other side of the park is a playground. We have a town pool that is open to pool passes and swimming. And we'll have another stage on that side as well with performances and an art tent. So we're calling it the Gallery on the Green. We've got artists coming. We've got a community quilt project, really to bring people together and feel like they're a fabric of the community.
Oh, sure. When I saw food, music, and stage performances, and, of course, a lot of local officials and kind of local folks to get information from. But, of course, my heart stopped that I saw Puppy Parade. Please explain.
Thank you. I do on this call, if you don't mind, I have Rosemary Connolly. She was the driving force with the idea of the Puppy Parade, Christine.
Hello there. Hi there.
How are you?
Good. Very well, thank you. Hey, tell me about this Puppy Parade. This sounds awesome.
Yes. Well, we have the local sheriff's department. We have Deputy Loring heading it. It's a way to kick off Whitman Day. We plan to do this every year. It's our opening ceremony to Whitman Day. We want to ensure that every family member is welcome, and our dogs are welcome to this. If they're friendly pets, we want them there at the park with us. So we have little ambassador chocolate chips. They're Officer Loring's daughters. They're going to be opening Whitman Day and heading that parade right down to the park, and it should land at the park at 11 at the opening of the park. It starts at 10:30. The map is online.
WhitmanDay.com.
And WhitmanDay.com. You can check it out. And if your pet is friendly, there's rules there. Come, bring your pet, bring your family, and march down to the park with us.
That sounds like a lot of fun. I know you also have, like, a library story walk, touch a truck, which kids loves. But, you know, you also have, you know, the historical exhibits, which is good. And it's rain or shine, too, on Saturday.
Yes, rain or shine. We did have a contingency plan to use our town hall and our local schools in the event it was a complete washout, but it's actually going to be hot. So no rain in sight. And, yes, the Touch a Truck is sponsored by a lot of our local police, fire, DPW. We have the Boston Sparks Association, Plymouth County Tactical Rescue Truck, and local sponsors, too. You know, Northeastern Savings Bank is providing caricature drawings, face painting. We're thrilled. We hope everyone will come out. And enjoy the day.
Well, that sounds terrific. And again, that was speaking with Dawn Byers and Rosemary Conley. Thanks so much. Talking about Whitman Day in the Park. That's Saturday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., rain or shine. For more information, you can go to whitmanday.com. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Christine. Appreciate the time.
Oh, you're very welcome.